This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Brandt Grain Carts. They invite you to come see them at this month's Husker Harvest Day show. On this Labor Day, the agriculture industry hopes someday it can celebrate overcoming its labor challenges. I'll talk about it coming up after this. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie. Now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing away augers and other products designed especially for U.S. corn and soybean growers at a plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time. And is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. You can get the story firsthand at Husker Harvest Days, Grand Island, Nebraska, September 11th through the 13th, where the folks at Brandt will be waiting to see you at Lot 718. Want to be number one, producers? Well, get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. It's an ongoing problem, well, one that's been around for quite a while. Farmers and ranchers have long experienced difficulty in obtaining workers who are willing and able to work on farms and in fields. The jobs in agriculture are physically demanding, conducted in every season of the year. They are often transitory jobs for just a season. To most U.S. residents seeking employment, and there aren't that many these days in this almost fully employed economy, the conditions of farm work are not attractive. Yet, for prospective workers from other countries, these jobs present real economic opportunities. Farmers who can document labor shortages in their area are permitted to bring in foreign workers under a government-sponsored temporary work program called H-2A. But it is not open to some sectors of agriculture, and H-2A has been expensive. It has been bureaucratic. It has been difficult for farmers to navigate. And the demand for foreign workers is heightened due not only to a lack of domestic workforce, but then there's been the reverse migration of workers from the United States back to Mexico. We have also seen historic levels of immigration enforcement. And in some states, there have been increased demands for employers to use E-Verify. All of these factors, combined with an increasingly rigid and burdensome H-2A program, demonstrate the need, proponents say, for some kind of a new approach. The largest farm organization in the country, the American Farm Bureau, continues to advocate to Congress to pass what it calls responsible legislative immigration reform that addresses, yes, border security, will fix the legal immigration system, and provide farmers access to a legal and stable workforce. I'll be back after this.